Week number 9. I will now read step 4 worksheet. Step 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Resentment. Anger. Therefore, we started upon a personal inventory. This was step 4. First, we searched out the flaws in our makeup which caused our failure. Resentment is the number one offender. Page 64, Big Book. Having just read chapter 5, How It Works, now it's our turn to list our resentments. Continue to work on additional pages if you run out of room on the handout. I'm resentful at people, institutions, principles. Now, stop here and write down 3 people you are resentful toward. It often helps to start with family members. We will pause here while you think of 3 names. All right. Now that you've listed 3 names, let's move on to the cause. The cause. Why we were angry. Next to each resentment, write down, in as few words as possible, short explanations for why you have been angry at these people. When you complete this inventory on your own, you can go into as much detail as you like. But for now, just put short reasons for why you are angry toward them. We will pause here while you complete this section. Okay, now that you've listed the cause, let's move on to what is affected. To the right of each cause that you've written down for each person, write down the corresponding numbers of the emotions that are affected. Let's do this now. For your first resentment, affects my 1. Self-esteem, 2. Security, 3. Pocketbook, 4. Pride, ego, 5. Personal relations, 6. Sex relations, 7. Ambitions. We will now pause while you do this for your other 2 resentments listed as examples. If we were to live, we had to be free of anger. The grouch and the brainstorm were not for us. They may be the dubious luxury of normal men. For alcoholics, these things are poison. We turned back to the list, where it held the key to the future. We were prepared to look at it from an entirely different angle. We began to see that the world and its people really dominated us. In that state, the wrongdoing of others, fancied or real, had power to actually kill. How could we escape? We saw that these resentments must be mastered, but how? We could not wish them away any more than our addictions. This was our course. We realized that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. Though we did not like their symptoms and the way these disturbed us, they, like ourselves, were sick too. We asked God to help us show them the same tolerance, pity, and patience that we would cheerfully grant a sick friend. When a person offended, we said to ourselves, "This is a sick man. How can I be helpful to him? Thy will be done." We avoid retaliation or argument. We wouldn't treat sick people that way. If we do, we destroy our chance of being helpful. We cannot be helpful to all people, but at least God will show us how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one. Now, transfer the above 3 names to the Step 8 list, which is on page 5 of your handout. Names from resentment list. referring to our list again, putting out of our minds the wrongs others had done, we resolutely looked for our own mistakes. Where had we been selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and frightened? Though a situation had not been entirely our fault, we tried to disregard the other person involved entirely. Where were we to blame? The inventory was ours, not the other man's. We saw our faults, we listed them. We placed them before us in black and white. We admitted our wrongs honestly and were willing to set these matters straight. Page 67. Start by copying the three names from your resentment list into the first column. In the second column, write down the numbers of the examples of your faults listed below. Did you character assassinate that person, even in thought? If so, write down 1. Did you have expectations of that person? If so, write down 2. Go through all 15 very common character defects for the three names. We will pause here while you complete this part of your inventory. Once you have filled out the examples of your faults with these three names, go back to page 2, marked Fear. Fear. We reviewed our fears thoroughly. We put them on paper, page 68. Have you ever had these fears, going all the way back to childhood? Fear of airplane travel. Fear of insanity. Fear of sex because I won't measure up. Fear of children and their unpredictability. Fear of rejection in social situations, such as talking with members of the opposite sex or asking them out. Fear of any religions, higher powers. Fear of gambling. Fear of dentists or doctors. Fear of growing old. Of dying. Fear of losing friends. Fear of jails and courts. Fear of financial insecurity. Fear of addictions not working anymore. Fear of not being able to stay sober. Fear of being alone. Fear of the dark. Fear of losing something I've got. Fear of not getting what I want. Fear of my partner cheating on me. Fear of getting caught cheating. Fear of not finding a higher power. Fear of success. Fear of failure. Fear of disease. Fear of public speaking. Fear of the future. Fear of the past catching up with me. Fear of people. The spaces below are to add more fears that affect you when you complete this inventory on your own. Keep listing fears on another page if you run out of room here. Then, we review our fears and see if the names of any people have come up. If they have, copy them onto the step 8 list, which is on page 5. For instance, if you said yes to fear of losing friends, put the name of those friends on the step 8 list and see if any faults come up. We will pause here as you look over your fears. Then, we will continue to the next page labeled Sex Problems. Sex problems. Above all, we try to be sensible on this issue. We do not want to be the arbiter of anyone's sex conduct. We all have sex problems. We reviewed our conduct over years past. Where were we at fault? What should we have done instead? We got this all down on paper and looked at it. Pages 68, 69. Please note that these examples below are not in the big book. We are learning how to be considerate and how to be a friend. Whom had we hurt? People we were involved with. Were we 1, selfish, 2, dishonest, or 3, inconsiderate? Did we arouse 4, jealousy, 5, suspicion, or 6, bitterness? Where were we selfish, dishonest, or inconsiderate? How did we arouse jealousy, suspicion, or bitterness? For example, staying out late without a phone call or letting him or her know where I was, only having sex when I want to, flirting with others while in a relationship and or flirting with others and causing problems. Now it is your turn to review your conduct. Start by listing 3 names of people you have been in a relationship with, no matter how casual or serious. Take time to do this now. Next, to the right of each name, mark down the numbers, were you selfish, dishonest, or inconsiderate? Take time to do this as exampled above now. All right, you can finish column 3 of this inventory in the privacy of your own home and write down in detail where and how you were selfish, dishonest, and inconsiderate. Again, use more paper if you need it. Now, transfer your 3 names to the step 8 list, which is on page 5. We will pause here for you to do this now. Okay, once again, list the corresponding numbers pertaining to your faults, from 1 through 15, listed at the bottom of page 5. We will pause for you to do this now. The goal of this inventory is to show you that you have the problem inside of you, but you also have the answer. The names that you have listed on your resentment, fear, and sex problems list are not your problem. Your problem is your reaction to them. This selfish and self-centered reaction is your alcoholism and the root of your troubles. Addictions and resentments are used to treat alcoholism. However, the side effects become too great. Another goal with step 4 is to show you how intolerant you are to anything and everything that disturbs your ego. The Big Book tells us that love and tolerance of others is our code, page 84. But in order to learn how to put that code into practice, you have to move forward with the rest of this program. In order to turn your life around and to not repeat your intolerant past, you have to follow the steps all the way through step 12. Remember that as part of step 3, you agreed to work steps 4 through 9 to recreate your life, and steps 10 through 12 to give you the tools necessary to live without addictions and resentments. Now that you have your inventory in black and white, you are on your way. So, once you are done with step 4, schedule your fifth step at once to admit to God, yourself, and another human being the exact nature of your wrongs. We recommend a priest, minister, or rabbi. Continue to work steps 10, 11, and 12. Continue to play dead. This will put the stones in the proper place so you can continue to recover from your disease and help others to do the same.
Homework, week number 9. Reread what we have just read, pages 64 to 71. Read Into Action, pages 72 to 75. Pass out and complete Step 5 questionnaire with a member of the group before next week. Read pages 86 to 88 morning and night. Try to do what it says.